Last week, a CNN contributor, a commentator the network had on its payroll, delivered a speech at the United Nations in support of Palestinian self-determination and equal rights. Less than 24 hours later, CNN was done with Mark Lamont Hill. When you boil it down, he was fired for using the following six words, from the river to the sea. That was deemed anti-Semitic. Hill's dismissal came on the heels of a seemingly coordinated attack by pro-Israel groups that have come to have a large say over what constitutes acceptable discourse on Palestine in the U.S. by willfully conflating legitimate criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism and then convincing news outlets to do the same. It wasn't that long ago that CNN adopted the slogan, "Facts first." When it comes to Israel, though, it's much more complicated than that. Some facts are clearly more inconvenient than others.